In the current daf, Masechet Sanhedrin of Samach Beis, beginning of Beis, you can test out the beginning of the words of the Gemara, which really this belongs in Amud Aleph. Helen Zeb Zeb Yodei. If a person doesn't realize both points doesn't realize it's Shabbos and doesn't realize the malacha that he's doing forbidden. Pirush just tastes explained. Li Yodei Le Shabbos B'Shum Malacha. Well, he doesn't know about Shabbos. He doesn't know about any malacha. Obviously, the Gemara Shabbos defined in Beis. The Ma'ase Allah Masnitin that it brings the Mishnah of Abaram Malachas Chasa Achas. Why is it mentioned that there's 39 malachas? Rabbi Yechon, he says to tell you, to tell you that if you do them all in one lapse of awareness, that that you're going to be chayiv on each one individually. Now, since a person, he's shagug all malachas Shabbos, he thinks they're all permitted, so it comes out that he was shagug in the Iker Shabbos, doesn't know its essence. So, by default, so you could see that you could resolve the Safek HaRava of the case of Helm Zebzeh B'yadu. Meaning, so what you see from here, what Tais is trying to prove, is that this Shaila that Rava has, is even if he's shagging in all the malachas of Shabbos. That in other words, doesn't know at all that any malacha is forbidden on Shabbos. I mean, not only by a person that knows this is a Shabbos, but he just made a mistake on some of them, because that's what the Gemara Tais is bringing, that the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos to answer his question, that you see that he thinks they're all permitted, and you'd be chayiv on each one individually. So you see that, and it's obvious they were talking about all the malachas themselves. So you see that his suffix was even in he doesn't know at all. Now the problem with this is that the Tais addresses and he says b'loy dummy. Now this is not comparable to shachach ikar Shabbos. That someone that didn't know at all about the whole idea of Shabbos did not have some good mission to teach over there in the chayv la'achas, where he's not going to be liable but one, because you know the shachach. Legamri, that Taisa says, that's talking about where he totally forgot the whole idea of Shabbos. Like a child that was, so to speak, taken captive amongst the Gentiles, he never grew up the idea of Shabbos in the first place. That's someone who would only be chayiv one. But when you would remind him, although he forgot the whole thing, but if you remind him, he would know. So that's where we're saying that that's the question: would he be chayiv on every single malacha, or only on the Shiga Shabbos, which would be one chatas? And it's not difficult for the Mishnah Shabbos that says clearly that it would only be one, because that's talking about like he never knew. Tanik Shenish. This is Tosfos Batei beginning to say that. Wait a second, my kamahacha. What's the Gemara saying over here? I'm just asking based on what we're saying. So what does the Gemara say, Tipshit, that, you know, if you learned from Achas Mehena, that it's talking about Oymer Mutter, that, you know, he didn't know either one of them. So, yeah, so you see that answers the question that you see you can be Chayav one Chatas. What do you mean? Based on what we said, yeah, maybe over here you only have one because the shachach legamri. Somewhere where he totally forgot the Yisrael B'Bur Dizar, meaning he could go Tinik Shanishba B'Bur Nanachim, like the equivalent of a Tinik Shanishba. A child never knew anything. But that's the same thing. Rabbi would agree to that principle. His question is, unlike that, like we just said, like someone who would know if you remind them. So yes, what you could say is, to have a muscle the truth is, the Gemara could have given such an answer. And it's just anyways the Gemara ends up rejecting this interpretation, so it didn't have to. Now, so there's a parakama decreases and increases of Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara also discusses this, and Mishani Rapapa answers the question by saying Mishkachas Abatinik Shenishba Ben Anachim. He actually says this point that you could say, oh, there. That's why it's clear it's only going to be one. But Rav's question was regarding, and therefore it's not Tifshit, in the case where if you reminded him, he would remember. Or, you know, I mean, another part you could say is, says Rav Papa,
that the Tov Bahai Kra, we're talking about where the person made a mistake in the passing in Shema Yischaf El Heichas El Heizav. The guy thinks only Asiri, that's forbidden, only when they made out of gold or silver. They mean that Chinilai. But if it's made out of other types of things, then not. So therefore what? So therefore, it's considered like Shagag Bavoy Dezar B'Hizib Malachas. That's why Michaib only one. Therefore, that's similar to the Savag Rabba, which is Helm Zeb Zeb Yadik. So says Taisus, now, Vahachinami. Truth is, here also, Abba Matzla Lamukmi, so the Gemara could have said the same thing as the second teretz of Rav Papa, but Megafel Avayz Kechavim, that the hugging of the Avayz Zara, Shadarka Bekifuv, where that's the norm of the hugget, Vuhusav, he thought Shain Darka Bekav, that's not the way. And then that would have been the equivalent of an answer, but says Taisus, Kibin de Lekoy Hachi, since, says Taisus that since the Gemara anyways does not come out like this, so so Gemara wasn't so concerned to be so analytical and give such an answer. Next day, Master begins with the words Gemara also belongs on Amud Aleph. Holy Kasha, so it's not difficult. So Tifshit, so good. Go ahead, and then so resolve the question. Taisus Beper Kla Gadol. In the Gemara in Shabbos of Ayin Abayz, Ahadvili Rav Nachman LeRava, Rav Nachman responded to Rava that Hai Helim Shabbos B'Yadoi Be'en L'Chayiv Ela Achas, meaning that Rav Nachman responds to Rava that for sure it's logical to say when you have Helim Zeb Zeb B'Yadoi, yeah, you have only one Chatas. Why? Because ultimately, it's Helm Shabbos. So you didn't know the whole Shabbos. It's really one mistake they caused it. So only Michaib, only one Chatas. So it's Taisus Retamer. It's a wonder why. Because the Perek Beis Shavuos is in Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Len Yatumah regarding Allah. So Tumah Perek Gimel Daf Chavav Amud Aleph regarding Len Yishvuah regarding Oath. By Kai Gabna. Same question is asked. But Kapach Rav Nachman L'Chumra. There he says, oh, we're going to go stringently. V'achal Kula. But over here he says leniently that it's mistaber that you only mechayev one. So he says, Vishnu, what you could say is Hachashani, here it's different because the Shabbos ikra mitzvah. Because Shabbos is some add on the word deshachach ikra mitzvah, where it's the actual chil of Shabbos that caused it, in contrast to the cases over there that the Gemara brings in Shavuos, that it says that you would be chayev, is because ultimately, the other element is what causes you to be chayiv. The other one is a neutral element. Here, the lemaisa both are what cause you to be liable. And if once you forget the whole idea of Shabbos, therefore makes sense that that you would be chayiv only one. Next day's master begins the gemara reisha b'avitzka chavim b'sefer b'shar mitzvahs. So you could say that when it says shar mitzvahs in the reisha, that meant avodah zarah, and the sefer was shar mitzvahs like chilav and arayis. So it says, it's a wonder why. So it says, what do you mean? I have an easy approach for this Gemara's question. We're trying to figure out what does Shar Mitzvahs mean. You could explain Reisha and Seifa by other Mitzvahs. So what does it mean, whereas it's not the case by other Mitzvahs? Specifically, we're talking about Kachim Bachutz. For example, Shachat Bezark Bachutz. Someone slaughtered and sprayed the blood of a carbon out of the base of Migdash. Then the Chayv Achas. Unlike halachas of Shabbos, which says chomer that yichayev shtei ma'alim achad, there you only chayev one liability. Kedama b'ayim perek echadin manos, like we said previously in the law of dal mabeis, that it's learned that from the same source. And Rebbevo, the polgala, and the kum Rebbevo who disagrees, that's not a problem. Shkaf for Rebbe Shmuel, he would explain for Rebbe Shmuel b'shachah b'zarek that you slaughtered and you sprayed. Wait, and alam kiva, he explained halah b'zarek b'shagag b'loimis halah b'zarek. That you did the sacrificing and the spraying, where according to him, they both learned that from the same source. So that would be Mashayin Ki B'Shar Mitzvah Yom Mechayib 1. Now, around the Sefer also, B'Shagah B'Lei Miskavin, what would the Sefer be of when they did it by mistake without intention, that we say you're Chayib B'Shar Mitzvah, but you're Pater by Shabbos? Someone had to slaughter an animal of Chulin, B'Niskavin L'Shachta, and he had a mind to slaughter it. And then it says, Acharis comes, it's a different one, Vishal Kachim, it's really it was a carbon. Where then you're going to be chayiv, whereas a connected to Shabbos and the corollary regarding Shabbos, He had to cut something that was attached. And he intended to cut it. Turns out that it was really attached. So Potter is exempt. Because the Torah only prohibits a calculated action. So why couldn't we just say that the Shamit refers to Kachem Machotz? So says Bishlamit, you could say is not. The Limotz Lame Ma'achi could not have said like this. Because the mashma, the potter b'Shabbos, because the understanding of the Seifa makes it sound like that the case is that be potter b'Shabbos, like you should believe in Skabin, is because you did a mistake without intention. Now, okay, Gavna, such a case is, I feel a tzarek l'machuber, even if you needed something that was attached, and the Skabin l'chotcha, and you had a mind to cut it, but nimtza m'chuber achar, in terms of it's a different connected thing, potter, you're exempt. Because the ain zeh, malachas machshabbos, because that's not a calculated action. But that's not the equivalent of what you're trying to say, the way we're explaining now, with the case of the kachshu. So therefore, that wouldn't be an option to explain it, how you explain the case of the seifa. In other words, what Tais is trying to say is that the Gemara did not want to explain the braisa like this, because the wording of the braisa seems like the primary reason why you'd be put on Shabbos is because, like we said, shagabli meskab. In other words, he did not intend it over that malacha. He was just engaged in some other malacha, what's called misasik, and that malacha that he did ended up happening without intention. So therefore he's putta because of the pasuk ashachata ba, which they dashed a problem misasik. Now, if the intention of the braisa was for the case that we're describing of a person who intended to cut something that's attached and turns out it was something else that was connected, so then you should exempt him not because he's shagav le'eskaven at all for the malacha, it's because on Shabbos the Torah is makbid on the malacha's machshavas. In other words, that you chayev only if your machshava was done. If that's the case, even the person that he was intending to do the malacha that was forbidden, it just didn't end up being his intention. For example, he intended to cut something that was attached and just turned out to be something else attached that he cut, even that would be patur because it did not fulfill his original machshava. Now, it says Taisus, mi kasha, what is difficult is because lukma b'shar mitzvahs, why don't you say that the shar mitzvah is a different case? Someone was sodomized by a male and by an animal. The Gemara previously in the Dama says in the Chabal Achaz I'm liable only one. Maybe that's the case of the shar mitzvahs. No, Avodah Zarah, like the Gemara is proposing, that could be the case of Shar Mitzvahs, all of the Mitzvahs. Shashkula can make it called Mitzvahs, because as the Gemara tells us in Harias, it's the equivalent of all the Mitzvahs. Of Revi Eloi, but for sodomizing, that's not applicable. Because Avagav the Mekmin, the Sefer Bechalov, and although, yes, the Sefer with Shar Mitzvah, that we translate for fats, which is not the equivalent of all the Mitzvahs, but it's I did the Nakad Reisha Shar Mitzvahs, since the Reisha used the terminology Shar Mitzvahs, Nakad Sefer Shar Mitzvahs. You could say the Sefer also used the terminology Shar Mitzvahs. But Tesla, it sounds a little bit difficult to mash, because it sounds like they have Matuk Mereisha Bechalov, and it sounds like that for Rabbi Yechanan, that it's just he didn't want to have in like trade timing. But it sounds like that if you would explain the Reisha B'chalavim, Havanicha would make sense, but how does that make sense? Because that we said, cannot be the terminology of Shar Mitzvahs. Like Tais Master begins the Gemara, like, B'yas Atalash V'chadach as a Mechubah. He intended to pick up that which was detached, and he ended up cutting something that was detached, so you're going to be Patur. So Pesha Kohen Drash explains, because of Sivah Shachata, because it says, Ashachata Ba, which, Kedashinon, Beperek Savak Ochal, and Kristof Yotzez Menal, Prat Masasik. And you intended to do this, that's excluding if you were distracted, you were engaged in something else. So it says, because it's difficult, because Lamalei L'Shmuel, why does Shmuel need B'mas'asik B'Shabbos, when you were distracted and engaged in something else, on Shabbos? Tamil Melechas Machshabbos, why do you have to say, because Melechas Machshabbos? Typically, Mibah, you have the general exemption of Mas'asik, of Ba. It has to be that you were trying to do this. B'Shabbos Pater, on Shabbos you're exempt, Ava B'Shanena, even though you're having pleasure, which generally by all of these, even if you were misasik, you're pater, on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv, on Shabbos, you're pater, b'shem alechas mach Shabbos, because it has to be another halacha of a calculated action. Although, from another part you could take is misasik, the pater akas mi-ba, this that when we're engaged in something else, that the pasuk exempts from the word ba, hasam hainu ken mefarash hasam. That's like, as the Gemara explains over the L'Rava, Mishkachas law, that Kegenshin Skaban Lachtach as Atalish. Let's say you had a mind to cut something detached. V'chatach as a Mechubi, cut what, and in cutting what's attached. Finding that is, V'nimtsa Shem Mechuber, where it turns out that it was attached. The Nasas Machshavte, where his thought was done, because the Mechuber Acher, because if something, it was something else that was attached, Avalechad Niskaban Mechuber Potter, then even if we intended for something that was attached would be exempt. That would be similar to when you intended to extinguish one thing, extinguish something else. The Prina Hasan Bahai Perika, that the Ardaf Chafim Enough, the Gemara says that you're exempt. So that's how Rav explains. Abai explains it like Bias Atolish. You intended to pick up something that's detached, and you ended up cutting what's attached. In other words, it turned out that the item you thought was a detached was actually attached. And you only intended to pick up. You didn't intend to cut at all. And then you ended up cutting, because it turns out it was really attached. Okay, so like, whether according to Abai or Rav, that's a Melechus Machshavas. And then you would only be exempt from ba, a masasi the Shmuel. But the case of Shmuel of masasi the potim shem lechus machshavas, what's that? He intended to cut one thing attached and then cutting something else attached. To where his thought was not done, that's what we learn out from lechus machshavas. Now, v'hadi kama hasam. This the Gemara says over there. Had the muki that we explain as shachata ba. Prat masasik, so masasik demai. Ida chalom barayis. What do you mean? Chayib, you're liable shekein nani because you had pleasure. El the Shabbos, rather it's because of Shabbos that you potter. The mishmul kishmul said masasik bechulu. So it's wait, mashmul sounds like the shmul arik haigabna be masasik. Sounds, but didn't we just explain that there's two different halachas? So it says no. Be masasik loy maisi the shmul. We're not bringing halacha b'shmul el mishum chalom v'arayis, because of the case of chalom v'arayis le'mituk mikra, where you can't go ahead and explain the pasuk. In other words, the primary kabbalah of the gemara there was only to bring from the words of Shmuel the chalom v'arayis. You don't have the application of the term masasik, and therefore it's not possible to explain the mira ba in the relationship to these yisurim. But it doesn't mean to say that the mira psukim is regarding yisur Shabbos because. Meaning, like the case of Shmuel, it's only for other situations that where it ended up being his intention happened. It's just that he was engaged in something permitted, and therefore that's why he's potter.